I'm sorry, what'd you say? Yeah, I mean, like, he's a very good player. I mean, he's experienced, and then he's won a couple games for him. And he's shown he can throw the ball, and then he's shown he can run as well.
I think I was talking yesterday about the fact that you have to be, with this offense, very careful that they don't get to the outside, their running backs get to the outside. What makes them such a versatile running back game to defend?
I would think more it's like, you got the power with Jackson. He runs very hard. He's one of the hardest runners in the league. And then you got Spiller who bounces out a lot and is really really fast. So you had the best of both worlds, really, because you got the power running back and then you got the speed running back. So you just have to know which running back is in at each time and just play your leverages the right way.
How much did the experience early in the season help you, you know, step into that situation last Sunday, knowing that, you know, this isn't my first rodeo, not first time I'm stepping into this job?
It helps a lot. Anytime you get any type of experience doing anything, it helps that I've been in that position, like the Pittsburgh, coming in, have this feeling for Steve. So I was able to see what worked for me then and what didn't work for me now, and just tone it all in and just try to use everything that works and benefit me.
Would you say most of it's communication, just pure, like getting down the calls and all that?
I would think so. Communication and then getting a feel for the game, too, because the game is already took its turn and you already know what's happening. So that's the main thing, just trying to catch a feel for the game. And that's why you have to be on the sideline, tune into the game, so you can get all the adjustments and see what the offense is doing.
Are you at the point now where you're reacting more on the field as opposed to thinking?
I'm getting there. I mean, this game is difficult. It's a learning curve for me. I have to just keep staying in my book, just keep learning. But I'm definitely getting more comfortable out there.
Obviously, you guys want to win every week. This time, first round playoff bye on the line. Though, how nice would it be to have that? How important do you think it is to have that first round bye for you guys?
I think it's important because it just gives us time just to catch our breath a little bit before going into the playoffs. But like you said, any game, any win is very important, and then we're looking at it that way.